Success Watch Podcast 21, Using Rhapsody. I'm sitting at my computer and I need to check on a song that the lady that sings on the show that I play on wants to sing. It's a country music show. I play there every other Saturday night, except we've got some road shows coming up, so it's going to be a little more frequently than that. This is one of those things that Rhapsody is really good for, and it's a good opportunity for me to demonstrate it, and unfortunately this is about the only thing it's good for that I have found. In other words, very basic operations. I have not been successful at doing, you know, burning CDs and, you know, making playlists and really adding things to the library and things that you'd really want to do if you're going to pay $9.95 a month for a music subscription service. Just not really possible as far as I can tell. There may be a really knowledgeable Rhapsody user out there that can blow holes in my theory, and I welcome that if someone can do that. But let's go to the desktop.
Listen, Rhapsody, 1947.
And not going to slow down speech for this because you really don't need it much. I'm just going to actually take you through very quickly some operations. In fact, it may appear a little easier than it really is by my demonstration, but I'll try to talk about that as we go along. So let's press the letter R.
Recycle bin. Real clear. Rhapsody.
And press the Enter key. JAWS 7.1 gives you those nice little progress bars that you either love them or you hate them.
2%.
And I've run into people who felt both ways. Most of the time, I find them quite helpful. So, as Rhapsody loads up, I'll tell you that I am using the desktop application. However, you can actually go to the web at www.rhapsody, that's R-H-A-P-S-O-D-Y, .com, and you can find a much cleaner interface that way. The problem that I find is that it's not nearly as easy to get to the controls of the player that way. So, kind of if you could have a little, you know, both worlds, I think we'd have a really decent product, or at least we would be closer than we are. But regardless, let's just go ahead and use the desktop application. Another nice thing about that is that I'm automatically signed in to the Rhapsody service. I have paid my $9.95 a month. I believe the free service lets you play 25 tracks a month, which isn't bad, actually. So I'm going to root JAWS to PC.
Root JAWS to PC.
And explore.
Back.
Of course, nothing shows up at first. Just going to use the down arrow for a bit.
Graphic 47, graphic 940. Unused to the zip. Graphic 48, graphic 370, graphic 785. And a simple start. Excited. Jamie underline Paul is hotmail.com, graphic 803, graphic 692, graphic 896, graphic 552, graphic 117, graphic 910.
Okay. The only thing that was of any importance right there was Jamie underline Paul's at hotmail.com, which told me that I was automatically signed into Rhapsody. And at the end of that line was the word search. I actually hit the number 1 on the keypad, on the numeric keypad, to go to the end of that line. And I'm going to use insert left arrow.
Search.
And I'm on search. I'm going to left click.
Left mouse button. Page has 3 frames. 10 edits and 71 links. Made better.
And we're actually at something that halfway resembles a web page. So let's go to the top of this.
Made better.
I know that I want to search a track name. So I'm going to press the letter C.
Combo box, artist 1 of 5.
And it says combo box, artist 1 of 5. Press enter.
Form on, combo box, artist 1 of 5.
Now, if you're a JAWS user, or actually, I suppose, a Window Eyes user as well, you would
artist.
Think that using a combo box, you would want to press alt down arrow to open up this combo box. If you do that, and
artist.
Then try to use the arrow keys, you will find that you open a Rhapsody menu that isn't really going to read properly.
Artist.
And why JAWS is incessantly saying artist, I don't know. But let's use the down arrow key.
Keyword.
We don't want keyword.
Track.
We do want track. I'm going to press the shift tab key.
Search bold edit.
We're in an edit box, and I'm going to type the title, When the Lights Go Down. And press enter.
Form mode off.
and we're going to wait for longer than we probably should have to, but that's okay. Because we don't have a choice but to wait. And wait. And perhaps the page is loading, and perhaps Jaws has just chosen not to speak to us at the moment. Maybe we have done something to offend it. Well, there's one way to find out. Let's hit Control Home.
Made better frame.
Well, apparently we're where we want to be. Now, I happen to know, and I'll save us a lot of time and pain, I happen to know that the letter H will move us to the heading level 1 that we want.
Track search results for when the lights go down, heading level 1.
Track search results for when the lights go down. I'm going to actually hit the tab key.
Available only radio button check 102. Available only radio button check 102.
Now, this is a series of radio buttons. You can, I suppose, search the entire web, or only whether it's available on Rhapsody, and that's actually what I want. So, tab key again. Alright, that's the title of the song, but I'm not sure who the artist is, so let's hit the down arrow key.
Lady Grail.
Don't want that one. Tab key.
Picture perfect morning link. Picture perfect morning link.
Nope. Again.
With lights go down, link.
Alright. Down arrow.
Link Faith Hill.
Ah, that's what I want. When the lights go down by Faith Hill. So I'm gonna up arrow.
Link when the lights go down. Graphic add to my library. Clickable on mouse over.
We don't want to add to the library because I haven't really found a way to really make use of that.
Graphic play now. Clickable on mouse over.
Play now. Clickable on mouse over. That's what we want. We're gonna play this track. Now, when I hit this, the enter key, and this track starts, I'm gonna hit F9 to try to turn the volume down considerably so that Studio Recorder doesn't clip terribly.
Menu bar, system, space.
Actually, I managed to turn it completely down.
Leave menu bar, lay down, clickable on mouse over graphic.
Alright, that's actually not bad. That works. And we don't want to violate any copyright laws. I understand that. I'll tell you that Control-P plays and pauses. Control-S stops. It's a beautiful tune. Obviously, we won't have the full orchestration in the band, but we'll see if we can't arrange a little bit of a cut-down version of that song. As I say, this is one of those sites that, yeah, it's sort of accessible. I mean, it's accessible to me because I can do what I want to do with it. Having said that, I just went back to demonstrate to you that the menus don't read without doing a say line command. In other words, you press Alt-F and it says menu, you press down arrow, it doesn't say anything. You read a say line command or whatever. If you pressed up arrow, it would say exit. In wanting to demonstrate that to you, I Alt-tabbed back to Rhapsody, and Jaws was completely silent in that application. It would say menu, but doing a say line said nothing. Trying to go from Jaws cursor to PC cursor didn't say anything, so I literally just shut Rhapsody down. So, I mean, there are definitely some times when this program just doesn't interact well at all with Jaws, and I actually had less success with WindowEyes, although I'm not a proficient WindowEyes user, and there may be some things like reclassing and that sort of thing that can be done to make that better. I can, even though I haven't really found a good way to really easily access the library and save playlists reliably, and really haven't even attempted to buy a track and burn it to CD, all of those things that you probably should really be able to do to pay for a service. If I need to find a track, I can do that. I can find it more than once if I want to. So, I mean, if I have to listen to it several times, that's fine. I can do that. And, you know, I've made use of this service. You can actually search for albums and play the entire album and just kick back and it'll just play, and it's quite enjoyable. I am very curious about Microsoft's Urge subscription service. Apparently there are a couple of plans with it, $9.95 and $14.95. A friend of mine who is sighted was looking at the website, and he was just quickly perusing it, and he wasn't really understanding the difference between the two subscription prices. I haven't actually checked that out to figure out what that's all about. I believe that a person needs to download the beta, and I assume it's still in beta, of Windows Media Player 11. And it integrates, when you do searches for music, you can tell Windows Media Player that you want to use the Urge subscription service. And I will probably be checking that out whenever I have the desire to download the beta of Windows Media Player and, you know, figure out what I want Winamp to be able to control and what I want Windows Media Player to be able to control as far as my audio files and all of the fun things that you have to do to when you upgrade players. But regardless, I will probably do that one of these days. And then, for about the, I don't know, third time, I will probably unsubscribe from Rhapsody. You know, I like the service. It's one of those things that I hope gets better, and it doesn't really seem to. Well, I shouldn't say that. It has actually gotten a little bit better. There was a time when I couldn't really even access any of the controls of the player, so perhaps a little bit of improvement, but you never know whether that's going to last or whether the next version is going to break everything that you consider slightly accessible. The thing that I really find irritating about this model of subscribing and unsubscribing to Rhapsody is that you can very easily subscribe on the web, and you give them your credit card, and it's just that easy. You get a 14-day free trial, and you get to play with it, and that's all well and good. But when you want to unsubscribe, you have to call Real.com. It's an 800 number, fortunately. And then you get to spend an interminable amount of time on hold. Then you will get a very nice salesperson who, when you explain to them that the service really isn't very accessible to a screen reader, has no idea what you're talking about. And so they will invariably offer to give you a free month of service. So I'm tempted to just take the free month just out of orneriness, because I can. But regardless, depending on how Urge works out, I may switch and I may do a podcast on Urge. Or if someone else either is a real Rhapsody expert and wants to just run circles around me and show myself and everyone else just how far beneath I am in terms of using Rhapsody, that would be wonderful, because I'd like to learn, and I haven't really had or taken the time to explore this program any more in depth. If there are any Urge subscribers out there who would be gracious enough to demonstrate that service, that would be wonderful as well. So this is another one of those times when we can pool our resources and our knowledge, and maybe none of us will have to pull out a terrible amount of hair. And since I've been losing mine for the last several years, I don't have a whole lot to lose. So I trust that this has been just even basically informative to you, and perhaps we can build from here. So have a great week. We trust that you've enjoyed this week's episode of Access Watch. Send an email to jamiepauls@gmail.com or call our comment line at 206-600-6402.